This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Amendment 66 is a far-reaching education funding initiative that would provide up to $1 billion a year in new revenue for schools. But two powerful business groups in northern Colorado have declined to support the measure. I'm talking with Jared Smith, editor of the Northern Colorado Business Report, about what this might mean. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
So there aren't a lot of people who would just come out and say they're against giving schools money. Who are these groups and why are they opposing the measure?
So it's the Chambers of Commerce in Fort Collins and Loveland, and they oppose the measure because they believe it unduly burdens small businesses. And they also think it there provides very little oversight on how this billion in new annual tax revenue is going to be spent.
Right. Now, the Greeley Chamber of Commerce has opted for a different tack, though.
It has. As you know, Greeley schools have struggled for years because of high poverty rates, and they have high numbers of students who speak English as a second language. So the chamber did deliberate on it for quite a while, but in the end said that the extra money their schools will get for new technology and teacher support make it worth endorsing.
Hmm. Well, if approved, the amendment would raise income taxes for Coloradans in a tiered fashion. What are the specifics?
So what, as it stands right now, it would raise the state individual income tax from 4.63% to 5% on the first $75,000 of income, and then up to 5.9% on income of more than $75,000. And it would also implement a new formula for school funding that more closely reflects the needs of each district so that poorer districts, for instance, would get more money.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm curious if Colorado has attempted something like this before.
Not precisely. Back in 2000, voters approved what was then known as Amendment 23, and it mandated that funding for schools had to increase at the rate of inflation. But as opponents of this particular measure would point out, that wasn't a tax increase.
Okay.
And so Amendment 66, of course, is a tax increase.
Right. Well, higher education has also come out in favor of this, which is interesting because it doesn't provide any more money for cash-strapped colleges.
Exactly. And, you know, many education groups, you know, almost all the education groups across the state are in favor of it. Mm-hmm. And in August, the Colorado State University Board of Governors voted to endorse the measure. And this week, CSU System Chancellor Mike Martin said the university wanted to see it pass for many reasons, not the least of which is that it will help better prepare students for college.
I guess in that light, it makes sense. So we are just days away now from the election. Is it clear yet who is going to prevail?
It's not. There's been very little public polling done. I mean, obviously, both sides are polling. I'm not sure how much of that, if any, has been made public. Mm-hmm. But we spoke with Denver pollster Floyd Cerulli, who pointed out that there have been millions of dollars thrown behind this proposal. And as I think most of us know by now, including a million each from New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. Cerulli thinks this likely means that backers believe the race is too close to call. And that's why they called in heavy-duty financial guns here at the end. To pay for last-minute advertising.
Well, we will know in just a few days how it turns out. Thanks, Jared.
Thank you.
Jared Smith is the editor of the Northern Colorado Business Report.